The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos, and Lexi Brinkley. Are you wondering what I'm doing in here, Diamond? You were looking through the glass, right?
A little bit. What you doing in there?
Oh, nothing. I'm just a little, you know.
She's a little fired up.
I'm a little fired up about something that happened yesterday that I can't talk about, so I just have to suck it up and hold it in. But yeah. Anyway.
It's weird without Daniel.
It is weird without Daniel.
Dan the man.
Dan the man. I love that guy. You know, and I was telling somebody last night, you know, we were talking about men and just, you know, how some men are so great and some men are so clueless.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about men because what prompted the conversation was our great guest yesterday, Craig Ballantyne, who is the author of The Perfect Day Formula, which, by the way, I really think anyone out there that is struggling to get their life on track, they really need to get this book. And it's the Perfect Day Formula. It's a great book. I know it helped me. And I'm already really super disciplined, but not as much as maybe I used to be, or sometimes just the reminders of, or for someone who's maybe never been disciplined, just an incredible roadmap for you. Mm-hmm. And so I recommend the book. But we were talking about, I think Craig Ballantyne was talking with a friend, and I was talking with a friend of mine.
Not sure what song that is.
What song is that, Diamond?
What?
I heard it.
I was talking to a friend of mine. I haven't.
Oh, it's Tom Petty.
Oh.
The girl who hurt my pride or something. It's one of, I think we have it in our mix. It's one of my favorite songs.
I could not tell.
Don't do me like that.
Don't do me like
that.
Yeah,
don't do me like that. But which doesn't apply to this at all. But that's, it just popped into my head, as lyrics often do. But we're talking about just how a good man is a guy or a woman. No matter who, man or woman, if you keep your word
human.
And you show up, when you say you're going to show up, you show up. And I think that's so important for everyone. So, okay, change the subject.
Next.
Okay, so Adidas is making 11 million shoes out of recycled ocean plastic. How cool is that?
Do we
have any pictures of them?
I think so. There was one on the link. It was so cool.
It seems like I saw a pair yesterday, maybe on social media, that had like a hot pink little thing in the back. Do you know what I'm talking about? I think it was Adidas.
These are blue, but they look really cool.
Oh, wow. Those are cool.
Let me see.
Those are super cool.
Yeah.
I want a pair.
They'll do like a
I do.
Burn, you need to wear your bottle cap vest or whatever that
you
bought.
You know what? I donated that.
Did you?
I donated it to the school, White Rock Montessori, because it was so innovative.
We got it
at the Earth X last year, which of course.
I watched that.
Me too.
I love it when I screw up.
Yeah,
you know what?
Because
the best laugh in the world is one when you're laughing at yourself,
I think.
But when you screw up. But what was I saying?
You donated it.
Yeah,
EarthX is coming up.
I donated it to the school, and EarthX is coming up. When is it? It's April 26th.
The spots
are playing.
The weekend of the 26th.
Yeah, and we will be there. We're going to go from PaleoX straight to EarthX in Austin, in Dallas. EarthX is here in Dallas.
It's going to be a party.
It is going to be a party. And it's your birthday, too, that weekend.
I know.
Yeah. Are you going to drink
excited.
Bacardi?
Bacardi?
Why do you drink Bacardi?
How old are you guys?
I feel like that's a song. Well, I know what Bacardi is, but
you've never heard that song?
Oh.
Gonna party, drink Bacardi.
What?
You don't know what I'm talking
about.
Okay,
Dino?
Diamond, help me out here.
She said she
I
knew.
Know it's a song. I feel like it's
Shots
by
my
LMFAO.
God, you guys. Okay, forget.
LMFAO.
Are you guys like 15 or something?
Maybe. Don't
know that?
I would have to
What's
know
the song? Call us up, someone. 214-787-1190. Call us, because I can't think of it right now.
I'm going to Google it.
Okay. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so
April 16th is Wear Pajamas to Work Day.
Can we do it?
Wait,
what
yes, day? Yes. I'm wearing my marijuana pajamas.
It's
they're gray
Tuesday.
With white. They're really cute. I'll even get them pressed.
I've got some Cheeto ones. That might
got
be.
Got Cheeto ones?
I have a onesie.
I have Kama Sutra ones too.
What?
There's this company that makes these weird pajamas, like very controversial pajamas that Liz sells at her shop. Yeah. Hmm. And so, yeah.
I need some cool
pajamas.
They've
got all the different positions of the Kama Sutra on them, and they're white with like blueprint. And then my marijuana pajamas. Those are my two most controversial. Which one should I wear?
I think you should wear the marijuana ones.
The marijuana ones? Well, you know, that's one of the things that we're going to touch on today because we have MAMA, USA.org. That's the Mothers Advocating for, let me see, where I said it, but I don't. The medical marijuana movement.
Well, that's my fault.
The what?
I was saying it's my fault. It's not on there.
Oh, that's okay. But we've had him on before. Christy Zartler is a member, and she's got a child that is impaired as well with autism, and medical marijuana really helps them. So we're going to be talking about that with Kaylee White, which is not her real name. We're covering it up because we have to, because marijuana is illegal in the state of Texas.
Got
to
do
it. But we want to get this message out to people that maybe have a child that's suffering. And it's important. And, you know, even Oklahoma just legalized medical marijuana, and marijuana is legal in Washington D.C.
Mm-hmm.
What a coincidence! What a strange coincidence.
Makes
Do
you
anybody
think.
Else think that's odd besides me?
Makes you think.
Yeah, it does make you think.
Yeah.
Where else is there medical marijuana? Of course, Colorado, California, Washington. I'm trying to think of where else.
Avi's looking it up.
Yeah.
But you know, it's going to be a great show. And we have Dr. Gabriel Cousins. This guy, he's off the charts. He is so cool. He's a rabbi. He's a medical doctor. He's a psychiatrist. He was educated from Columbia Medical School. He's off the charts. I can't wait to speak with him. We're going to be talking about measles with him.
Yeah.
Talk about a controversial show.
Scary.
It is scary. And he's incredibly intelligent. One of the brightest minds in this country, you guys. He's going to tell us what his opinion is. And there you go. There's the song. There you go.
Oh. Well, this isn't the Bacardi song.
Not the Bacardi song.
Oh,
I'll think of
yes.
it. Are we going to break? You think we should?
Let's
get started
it.
Early? I don't know. I might have something else to talk
there's
about.
There's 33 legal medical marijuana states.
There's 33. Okay, so what are we waiting for? Why doesn't the federal government step in here and take away, you know, this prohibition against cannabis? It's really gotten quite ridiculous. I think I'm embarrassed, actually, as an American, that this is going on in our country. It shouldn't be that way.
Especially when the medicine can help these children.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
It's so wrong.
Wait till you hear Kaylee White's story about the difference in her son.
And, well, it's not hurting anyone. That's where I'm like, what is the deal? It's not hurting anyone.
It's not hurting anyone, but alcohol is.
Yeah.
And so, but it's legal.
Money.
You know, I mean, it's crazy when you talk about it. You're like, where do we live on Mars?
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy.
Yep.
It's so illogical. And
it hurts those pockets.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Speaking of America, you know that each year Americans use 100 billion plastic bags, enough to circle the earth. How many times do you think?
Oh,
100 billion plastic bags, enough to circle the earth
50 times.
773 times.
I was going to say 500, but
773 times. And this is a little ad that I saw in one of the magazines that I get, which of course has a bunch of prescription drugs. You know, it's crazy to me, the side effects. And you're like, oh yeah, and you still want to take that? Are you nuts? There's some company says, check out cute reusable bag options at bagu.com and EnviroSax. That's sax.com and chicobag.com. So
these are like cute reusable ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, I use the ones that I bought at Treehouse, which is unfortunately closed down. You remember?
Oh, yes.
What
I
was the name
those.
Of it?
Oh, man, I don't know. But they were so cute. Didn't we all get one?
Yeah, I store food in my refrigerator sometimes in it. Like if I've got a couple of leftover carrots or a red onion or something like that, I throw it in the bag and then I rinse it out and let it air dry.
My thing is I always forget about my reusable. Like I never have them in my car. I never have them when I get to the grocery store. And then I want to hit myself in the head because I'm so mad at myself.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So I need a better system.
They have little portable ones. You know? You just put them in your purse.
Yeah, she gave me one of those portable ones.
Yeah, that's the one we have.
I just thought of the song, but I don't know who did it.
How
I think it was it Tupac? No, it wasn't Tupac. Who was it?
I wouldn't doubt it. You love your Tupac.
Oh my gosh.
I Googled Bacardi
party
song. And
yeah,
I
me
don't
too.
Know
what? And it didn't pull up anything. We're going to party. Oh my God, I can't think of it. I'm going to call my niece.
We'll
go to break.
We'll figure it out.
Because it's one of her favorite songs to dance to. Anyway, okay. All right, we've got a great show.
Huh? In the club, 50
In the
cent.
Club. That's right, 50
oh,
Cent. Yeah.
That's a great song.
There you go.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Party
I'm
like
I'm
it's
dummy.
Your birthday. Yeah, I got you
gonna
now.
Party. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
We'll play it.
Thank you very much. Oh, my God, you guys are making me crazy. We've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Told him that you love. Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
EarthX returns to Fair Park in Dallas, April 26th through the 28th. The world's largest environmental experience, featuring green exhibitors, expert speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, and a film festival, plus tiny houses, kid zone, auto show, live music, and more. EarthX brings people together to find solutions for a more sustainable future. Find out what's going on and how to improve it. April 26th through the 28th. Register at earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Change happens here.
College. Crazy, we don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Wanting to try CBD but not sure what to trust? Check out H-Hemp H, like healthy, happy, honest. H-Hemp's CBD system makes it simple with one CBD tincture, available in three great tasting flavors. A super powerful breath spray that GQ magazine named a top CBD product. And a topical CBD balm that is simply the bomb. So relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system, available at hhemp.com.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to tell you about my most recent obsession, Nature's Plate, and let me tell you why. Nature's Plate is plant-based meals to go. They offer handcrafted, 100% vegan, always non-GMO, ready-to-go meals to help lighten your cooking, save you from the dreaded grocery store, and help you lose weight. I have to say, I have been eating their meals now for a couple of weeks, and I already have lost weight naturally while feeling nurtured and satisfied after every meal. And here's why. The one thing about Nature's Plate that is so beneficial is that their meals are nutrient dense but without all the calories. They also have a rotating menu so you aren't stuck eating the same thing every week. There's three convenient locations in the Dallas area, and they even offer delivery options. Nature's Plate makes it so easy to eat healthy, and what you're eating benefits not only you, but the environment too. Find a location near you or order online. Go to naturesplate.com. That's naturesplate.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
I say my hell is the closet, I'm stuck inside.
Welcome back, everyone, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos, Lexi Brinkley and our very special guest, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, is back. He is the author of 13 internationally acclaimed books, including Spiritual Nutrition and Conscious Parenting, The Holistic Guide to Raising and Nourishing Healthy, Happy Children. He is also known worldwide as a spiritual teacher and the leading expert in live plant source nutrition. Dr. Cousins functions as a holistic physician, psychiatrist, family therapist, and cutting-edge researcher on healing diabetes naturally. He holds an MD from Columbia Medical School, a doctorate in holistic homeopathy, and diplomas in Ayurveda, clinical acupuncture, and holistic medicine. His multicultural background as an ordained rabbi, an acknowledged yogi, and a four-year Native American sun dancer adds insight to his whole person enlightenment teachings. Dr. Cousins is the founder and director of the Tree of Life Foundation, and it is always an honor to have him on the show. You can find him at Tree of Life Center US or US. That's Tree of Life Center US.com. Such a pleasure, Dr. Cousins. Welcome back.
Well, I'm so pleased to be back and actually talking. I call it the great vaccine question.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you asked me back. It is a hot topic now.
It is.
And my issue in my book, I have 80 pages on it, my book, Conscious Parenting, and addresses all the questions. I'm going to try to summarize it really quickly and get right to the measles question, which is on people's minds.
All right.
We'll look at the bigger question.
Well,
so,
let's...
First, people have been arguing about this for 200 years, okay?
Really?
Yeah, 200 years, seriously. And the general consensus of the pro-vaccine doctors is vaccines are safe and they're effective and have ended epidemics of infectious diseases and are needed to promote herd immunity. Now, the counter to that, which I want to say is by more and more doctors are in the counter. So I look at homeopaths, maybe 95%. Holistic physicians, at least 95%. And an increasing amount of allopathic physicians in the U.S. In France, for example, about 40% of the physicians are against vaccinations.
Wow.
About 70% of nurses and doctors in this country privately say they will not give vaccines to their kids.
Wow.
So let's get what's really going on. It is controversial, and we have to honor that. So I'm going to give you the arguments against vaccination. You'll hear the argument for it. This is by Dr. Jonas Salk and his brother Gerald Salk, the inventor of the polio vaccine. Live virus vaccines against influenza or poliomyelitis may in each instance produce the disease they are intended to prevent.
Wow.
Get that. He also says that about measles. Because when you have a live virus, people carry it in their systems. That's why he's saying that, for at least 2 to 3 weeks. In other words, the people who are vaccinated are the people carrying it. He feels that his Salk vaccine, in reviewing it in around 2000, he feels it's the major cause of polio in the world. It's his vaccine, not the wild polio virus, which really hasn't affected anybody for like since 1985.
Mm-hmm.
That's how strongly he feels. It's amazing. Now, this is Dr. Anthony Morris, former chief vaccine control officer and research virologist. That's the FDA, okay? There is a great deal of evidence to prove that immunization of children does more harm than good. And this is a person who was head of the FDA at one point, chief vaccine officer. So there is some controversy here that we're just not hearing it in the media. Okay, this is Dr. Mendelsohn, who was the great, great pediatrician, student of Dr. Benjamin Spock, his number one student, author of How to Raise a Healthy Child. Mm-hmm. I met him. He's not alive anymore.
I'm holding the book in my hand as you speak. It's one of my favorite books. I call it my baby Bible.
Yeah, well, he's really good. And as I say, I knew him personally. The greatest threat of childhood diseases lies in the dangerous and ineffective efforts made to prevent them through mass immunization. And these are quotes. There is no convincing scientific evidence that mass inoculation can be credited with eliminating any childhood disease. That's
wow.
A pretty good statement.
Yeah,
now,
it's huge.
This thing about victory over epidemics is a really important thing because it's a high level of misinformation. This is by Dr. Gerald Buchwald, senior physician at the Clinic Franken in Germany. quote, the victory over epidemics was not won by medical science or by doctors, and certainly not by vaccines. The decline has been the result of technical, social, and hygiene improvements, and especially of improved nutrition. Incidentally, I'm doing a lot of work like that in Africa. We're not, they're very much against vaccines. We're putting in fresh water wells, okay, so people can get fresh water. That's, you know, particularly with Ebola. I mean, we're in the process of putting 53 wells in Ghana as I speak.
Wow.
Okay, so if this is what has to be done. Consider carefully whether you want to let your children undergo the dangerous, controversial, ineffective, and no longer necessary procedure called vaccination, because the claim that vaccinations are the cause for the decline of infectious disease is utter nonsense. That's what he's saying. Okay, this is Lyndon Smith, the children's doctor. He's an obstetrician, gynecologist, pediatrician, well-known. Vaccines are not working, and they are dangerous. We should be working with nature. So what we're seeing in the statement, I want to just quote Dr. McCullough because he's a little bit louder on the statement. The idea of compulsory involvement in vaccine trials for greater good for society is not only outlandish, it's a complete abomination. It's a tyranny of the worst kind. That's pretty statement. So what I'm going to do is sum up the anti-vaccine position of the medical community, okay, the licensed medical community. I'm not talking about parents. I'm talking about the licensed medical community.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccines are neither safe nor effective.
Wow. Well,
herd immunity, and I'm going to give you research. Everything I'm telling you is documented in the literature. Herd, because people have so many opinions. I'm not giving you opinions. Herd immunity, the idea of all children must be vaccinated in order for vaccinations to be effective, has been proven to be a myth. I'll give you one example, because I can't control myself. I'm just joking. But in China, 99% of people were full immunizations and against measles. In the year 2012, between 2012 to 2013, now get this, there was a 300% increase in the outbreak of measles in a 99% vaccinated group of people. That completely obliterates the argument of herd immunity.
Right. Speaks volumes. Absolutely.
You know, that's China. They're doing the best they can. It's like, wow. Now, this is a key why it doesn't work. It's not the only key. Vaccinated individuals may become carriers and infect both vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals. Now, there's a lot of research behind that statement, but I'll make it real simple. They have shown that when people are vaccinated, they actually, a great percentage, carry the live virus in their urine for up to 2 to 3 weeks and can infect other people. So the main people that we have to be careful of are those who are vaccinated with the measles.
Wow.
The unvaccinated are not the problem. This is really big. Now, in this epidemic, so, you know, in upstate New York,
right,
38% of the people who got the measles actually got it from the vaccination. Now, how do they know that? Because there's actually about 23 different types of measles.
Really? I didn't know that. Well,
I know. Most people don't. Well, it's really important. It's like the flu, okay? 23 different ones. And basically, the one they're vaccinated with is a different one than the one that, it's usually type A that they're vaccinated with. But you have type B, like in Disneyland, it was type B that was causing the infection. And there's 23 different ones. And guess what? Worse. The viruses, like the flu, mutate. You see what I just said?
Yeah, yes.
Why
is this not general knowledge? Why is this not out in the general public? Why is not media covering this?
There may be an agenda, but that takes us into politics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're asking the absolute right question. This is hard science. Okay, this is everything I'm talking about is footnoted in my book. Okay, now. There's a 98% to 90% drop in acute infectious diseases before vaccines were introduced. That's really, really important. In terms of measles, it was introduced in 1958. By that time, the incidence of measles and deaths from measles had dropped to 2%. In other words, 98% gone before they
introduced it.
It was by hygiene. So okay,
isn't that the case? Go ahead.
The informed consent is a right of political, ethical, moral, and spiritual importance for a free country. This is like a key thing, and that's what Dr. McCullough is talking about. This is huge. It is called medical fascism to force people to take something that actually may get them sick, whereas if they were not vaccinated, they wouldn't. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now the final thing is vaccines cause a significant number of deaths. Now, what am I saying? Since 2005, there's an estimated 108 to 120 children and adults who have died from the vaccine, from the MMR vaccine. I'll say it again, 108 to about 120. And there's been no deaths since 2005 from the measles itself. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
So we have, informed consent, which is what you just got.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Nuremberg Code says that we can't have informed consent if we're under force, fraud, deceit, or duress, which is what's happening today. This is what's going on, and it's a terrible tragedy. Now, I want to give you one more quote because it's powerful.
We're not going to break, by the way. We're going to keep you on straight because this is such an important subject in America.
Okay, yeah. So this is, again, footnoted. A recent International Medical Council on Vaccinations released a document containing over 80 signatures by family physicians, brain surgeons, expert in pathology, chemistry, and immunity that essentially said vaccines pose a significant risk of harm to the health of children. And there is no scientific backing for the vaccine mythology claiming that vaccines are good for children. And that's, again, footnoted. Now, just to top that one off, Sweden bans mandatory vaccinations over serious health concerns. That's May 14, 2017, 2 years ago. Did you get what I just said? Sweden bans mandatory vaccinations over serious health concerns. It's pretty amazing. So we're looking at the fact that there's no consensus. That's the point I want to say. We're not even close to consensus. Now, the MMR has real difficulties, and it was suppressed. But you may have heard of Dr. William Townsend. So he did this research, published it in 2004. They forced him to not tell the results. But finally, in 2014, feeling guilty or whatever reasons, it turns out that he showed that the MMR vaccine, given the kids, Afro-American kids, 3 years and younger, increased the rate of autism by 336%.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was suppressed, okay, by the CDC, but finally he spoke up 10 years later. Now, this is the thing, okay? No one's died from measles virus since 2005, the wild measles. But again, about 120. Now, here's the problem. I'm a grandparent. I'm obviously a parent. Raising children is never risk-free.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to say to parents. The whole idea is we have to be thoughtful. We have to be informed. And we do the best we can. There is no, do I have a 100% thing? It's just, God just didn't put it that way for us. So I just want to know that's what we have to consider. Now, myth of herd immunity, which is a big reason people are saying got to do this, okay? And the facts show that it's a complete myth, but it does serve to stigmatize parents socially who refuse to vaccinate. It is kind of a social fascist type of
absolutely
situation.
It's terrible.
So let's look at this myth of herd immunity. So February 14th, 2014, Navy ship, everybody 100%, 99% vaccinated for flu, and they had a flu outbreak of 25%. In South Korea, despite universal vaccination rate of 97%, okay, they had a huge, 300% increase in chickenpox.
Mm.
So it's not working. It doesn't work, okay? The same thing happens with the polio vaccine. So, but the biggest thing and I'm going to mention this in a series of high schools and so forth. I mentioned the Chinese study, which is very, very powerful, three times greater with 99% vaccinated. And they also found something that's a little technical, that about 93% were seropositive, which means they had antibodies. It shows the antibodies don't protect you. It doesn't mean you're protected. So that's what we're looking. Who gets put at risk? It's the unvaccinated, because the vaccinated kids are carrying the stuff around with them. Now, this is not just true with measles. For example, because we got to see a bigger picture, okay?
Yeah.
Pertussis, herd immunity. So in heavily vaccinated populations, okay, what they found, which is a little striking, 81% of the people who got pertussis were fully vaccinated.
Whoa.
Now, let's talk about measles.
Yeah.
So Dr. James Hauenstein was looking at measles outbreak at schools with a vaccination rate of at least 98%, okay? And that's pretty big, okay? And what we see is, again, serious measles outbreak. So we're talking about a school in New Mexico, junior high school, 98%. This is 1984, so it's not new information. That a huge school outbreak. In Illinois, 100% were vaccinated. Again, 100% of the cases occurred in vaccinated students. Okay? There was a measles outbreak in Corpus Christi, Texas. 99% of the people were vaccinated, and huge measles outbreak. Measles outbreak in Dane County, Wisconsin, 96% of the cases were in vaccinated people. So the people getting the measles are the ones being vaccinated, is what we're saying.
Wow.
In 1989, 89% of all school-age children in the U.S. who got measles were vaccinated. So we're obviously saying this is not working.
Yeah.
But worse, people are getting live virus and getting sick from it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the key in this whole picture, is to understand that. And they have this, found the same results in France, where about 96.8% of the kids were vaccinated, and they had 20,000 cases following that.
Mm-hmm.
So one reason is the kids are actually carrying the measles virus for 2 to 3 weeks. That's been proven. The CDC, right? People, you know, we got to understand there are researchers who are actually researchers, and they're not doing political things. So Dr. William Atkinson, a senior epidemiologist at CDC, admitted measles transmission has clearly been documented among vaccinated people. That's CDC saying that, okay? Oh. That's why I think it's good.
Absolutely. This is incredible what you're putting over the airways today. And I appreciate your courage, Dr. Cousins. I really do. This is such a controversial subject. I mean, it's probably the most controversial subject that you could possibly speak about right now in the world, not just America, because so many people have so many fears regarding vaccinations.
Right. And all I'm doing, see, I'm not offering an opinion. I'm offering actual research.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what we're looking at. And I explained about the 23 different types, the genotypes. There was even a report in New York that a person had been vaccinated twice, but he got the measles and spread it to his contacts. So the question is, obviously, I've given you a lot of examples where we got 98, 99% vaccination, and outbreaks of measles epidemic. It's clearly not working. So what does work?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty important question as a parent and grandparent. Well, the research really shows vitamin A is almost specific for measles and for treating measles. That's number one. But two, preventing it. So I recommend kids go pretty high in A. I'm avoiding giving specific dosages mm-hmm. just because. But vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc, okay, are your big players.
Yeah. Those are all things, too, that help with the common cold as well, right?
Of course, because it's a virus.
It's a virus.
And then there are different herbs. I don't want to promote this combination of that, but there are a lot of herbs that are very good for building the immune system. Now I'm going to bring something new that you probably haven't heard of. It's called homeoprophylaxis.
And I've heard of it.
You have? Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So homeopaths have been doing this for a long time, really since 1917, with great results. But there's a study specifically dealing with pertussis, polio, haemophilus, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and mumps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
1,200 patients, 1986 to 2003. And they got homeopathic prophylaxis during that time. And the result is 90% effectiveness.
Wow.
This is done in Brazil. Again, it's in the documents, and so immunization are promising future. So I'm not against immunization, but I'm going to do what works.
Mm-hmm.
Make your system, make your immune system strong, eat healthy food, get away from white flour, white sugar, and junk food, and do what's really been proven out there is the homeopathic prophylaxis. 90%, there's nothing that comes close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have lots of other research about dengue fever and with incredible results. But I'm talking about measles, right? So we're going to stay with that. So we do have ways to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really, really, really important thing.
What do you,
now,
I have to ask you, go ahead. I could speak with you and listen to you all day long, but a couple of questions and then we'll go back to what you were talking about. But, you know, when Lexi was pregnant, her doctor told her that she had lost her immunity, so she needed the MMR again. She at 25 years old. What do you think of that?
Well, it's an unfortunate situation. So let me explain. It's very complicated, and it's an hour or so discussion. I'm going to try and do it in a minute.
Okay.
What happens is when you get the normal exposure, like I had measles, I had chickenpox, okay, fine. You are protected for life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a different kind of internal response the body has. When you've gotten an immunization or a vaccine, I won't call it immunization, it doesn't last for life. And that's why her titers were low.
Mm-hmm. That makes
sense. So it's a bigger problem because, particularly as people are waiting longer to have babies,
mm-hmm.
okay, that means their vaccine-induced temporary immunity doesn't hold up so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the answer.
It's a great sales pitch.
Yeah, well, it is, if you think about it. Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you this, and then we'll go back. We've got about 3 minutes or so. We'll go back to what you wanted to speak on. But, you know, I can't help it, because you are such a spiritual leader, I have to ask you, do vaccines have an effect on our spiritual health?
Yes. So we're really leading into two subjects. One is you have to have an appropriate functioning brain for spirituality. The research does show, again, a lot of research, that the vaccines cause brain inflammation, brain swelling. That's why you're looking at seizures, and the swelling of the brain can even cut off your oxygenation centers. So brain swelling is an issue, and you have to have a working brain, yes. That it will affect your spirituality. There's another point, too. In the vaccines, there are serious contaminants. Viral contaminants, there's chicken virus in the Remex measles vaccine, there's bird viruses, the green monkey cancer virus, SV40, in the, you know, which has been associated with 55,000 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, on and on and on. Animal tissues, and this is important because animal energies downgrade your consciousness, okay? You have the African green monkey, bovine cow serum, chicken embryo, pig tissue. These are all things that are in there. Aborted human fetal DNA, that's actually really important because it has been shown to increase the rates of autism. But you're getting somebody else's DNA, human DNA, and it affects your brain and affects your DNA. That's not good, obviously.
Yeah.
Chinese hamster ovary cells, dog kidney cells, mouse brain cells. Do you think that's not going to affect your brain? So we have problems. And the DNA contamination has been proven to really up autism in the U.S. in 1983 when they added a big spike, and then 10 years later in England where they added a big spike. Then on top of that, which it really affects your brain, and there's good evidence, is thimerosal, the mercury, and also the aluminum. Both are associated with Alzheimer's disease. And look what else. MSG, myosinic glutamate, which clearly creates excitotoxins in the brain and damages the brain. Antibiotics, formaldehyde, damages the brain. Neomycin, human lung fibroblasts, bovine calf serum. I mean, it goes on and on, but all that stuff is affecting your brain. And I think the thimerosal and the aluminum are more actively associated, for example, with autism. But look at the spectrum. And I think it's really important because people argue about that autism. Well, there are, in my book, 165 independent studies demonstrating that mercury-based preservative thimerosal in the vaccine is associated with creating autism. But we don't want to spend a lot of time on that. I just wanted to make that bigger point.
I'm so glad I asked. This is a very important part of what we're discussing here today. Where can we find your book? At treeoflifecenterus.com?
So go to drcousins.com, or it's pretty much in any bookstores. I mean, it's a mainstream published. It's published by North Atlantic Books. And it should be at many, many, many bookstores around, or you can just ask for that.
Yeah, we'll put it out on our social media as well. And I'm holding Dr. Mendelsohn's.
We're happy to give it to you.
Yeah. Well, that's so sweet.
You can order it online from us. Now, I'm going to add one more thing. I don't want to get into all the side effects, but we are having chronic disease. And Dr. Walter Stilling found that children with all the vaccinations, at 14 times greater developmentally disabled. I'm not getting all the details. 14 times greater and 8 times more likely to get autism. That's just one study.
Wow.
Another study showed that vaccinated kids had 2 to 5 times more chronic disease. That's a huge thing. Weakened immune system. 50% of kids in U.S. have chronic disease. That's frightening. 21% have mental problems. So, and then there was none of these studies are being done in the U.S., but there are studies comparing what we call unvaccinated to vaccinated.
Well,
that's really important. So, for example, in New Zealand, 1992, about an equal amount, 300 roughly speaking, 15% had asthma who were vaccinated versus 3% of unvaccinated, 32% with eczema and allergy versus 13% of unvaccinated, 20% with a chronic otitis media versus 7%. You can see what we're saying here. Now, the Salzburger study in Germany, they've done a lot of work with this. 0% in the vaccinated had asthma versus 8 to 12% vaccinated. Atopic dermatitis, 1.2 versus 10 to 20% in vaccinated. Allergies, 3% versus 25% in vaccinated. ADHD, 0.8% versus 5 to 10%. So, brain inflammation is a big deal. It also lowers your serotonin with inflammation, which then tends to create depression. And we have an outbreak and an epidemic of depression.
Okay, wow.
So I've kind of summarized the more chronic results of vaccination versus the acute, where we can have, everybody's heard about those. So
absolutely. And
the big picture is this is a serious problem. We have to give attention, and we have to understand that it is controversial. And parents need to be informed, and they need not to be feel under force or fraud or deceit, which is what's been going on. That's the Nuremberg rules, okay? We need to hold. There has to be informed consent, and that can't be under duress. So that's kind of a summary.
I could not agree more with you. And unfortunately, we're going to go to break. But I hope you'll come back and continue a series with me, if you will, to get this information out and help to educate parents that are really struggling with trying to understand all of this complexity of the science that's been presented today here on the show.
Yeah, it's good. And the key is be informed. And with the informed consent, you have risk and benefit. There's nothing's risk-free, nothing's just only benefits. Everything has a risk. People have to decide. That's the thing, but at least you should know the risks.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I want to remind people out there listening, Dr. Cousins, that you are a graduate of Columbia Medical School. You're a medical doctor. Also, you hold a doctorate in homeopathy and diplomas in Ayurveda, clinical acupuncture, and holistic medicine. You're an incredible man. I hope you'll come back. He is the founder and director of the Tree of Life Foundation. Check it out, treeoflifecenterus.com. I can't wait to speak with you again.
Dr. Cousins.
DrCousins.com, and that's spelled C-O-U-S-E-N-S. We'll put it out on our social media. Can't wait to speak with you again. And I swear I'm going to come to Arizona this summer. I'm going to shake your hand and thank you so much.
Okay. Hey, we have a meditation retreat at the end of August.
Really?
Because it's a three-day retreat. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's when we're coming. All right.
Thank you for your good work.
No. Thank you so much.
And everyone who has listened, may you be blessed that you have some more empowerment to make the right decision for yourself and your children.
Thank you, Dr. Cousins. And thank you, Rabbi Cousins, as well. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everyone, stay tuned. We've got Kaylee White coming up with her story. You're listening to One Life Radio. Burn here. I'm so excited about Sun Warrior's new soil-based probiotic. Just like any ecosystem, your digestive system thrives best when it contains a wide variety of microorganisms that can complement and interact with each other. Sun Warrior's probiotics increase native gut flora, restore the gut-brain connection, aid in digestion, support normal bowel function, and support immune function. Shop Sun Warrior probiotics at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
EarthX, the world's largest environmental expo, returns to Fair Park April 26th to the 28th, featuring green exhibitors, speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, film festival, tiny houses, a kids zone, auto show, and music. Register at earthx.org.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Wow. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and Kaylee White. She is a stay-at-home mother of three young adults. Her oldest son, David, has severe autism. Kaylee is active in the group Texans for Vaccine Choice because she firmly believes that her son's vaccinations played a significant role in his regression to autism. Kaylee also became active in the medical marijuana movement when she saw firsthand how beneficial medical marijuana could be to treat the symptoms associated with autism. Her son, David, has suffered through years of severe autistic aggression behavior and self-harm until she tried medical marijuana for him in 2010. She is a part of the group Mama USA. That's MAMMAUSA.org. Kaylee, welcome to One Life Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about vaccines in the last 30 minutes, but let's talk about your story. Let's talk about your son's vaccine injury and regression of learned skills after his vaccinations.
Okay. I 100% know with every critical thinking bone in my body that vaccines absolutely played a very significant role in his regression into autism. I actually had preterm labor and was put on a medication called terbutaline, which is an asthma medication. And studies have now been done from Duke University and other studies that the use of terbutaline in utero leaves babies' brains susceptible to environmental toxins. So hands down, I 100% know that the terbutaline that I used to control my preterm labor set my son up for autism, and vaccines absolutely pushed him over the edge. You know, my son tried very hard throughout his first year to meet his milestones. And, you know, he did develop language and was pointing to things appropriately and naming body parts and saying cracker and things like that.
Yeah.
But after his 18-month vaccination, which included the DTP at that time, it wasn't the DTAP, DTP, he regressed with his language and pretty much slowly slipped away. And it took us another year before we got a formal diagnosis. But, you know, I saw it happen. I know what happened to my son.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading a little bit from your story because I know this is very hard and it's very emotional and difficult for you to talk about this. But it reads, my precious boy tried so hard his first year, and we have him on video pointing, holding a baby doll. Pointing and holding a baby doll appropriately and calling it baby. But I believe with each subsequent vaccination, his body just could not process all the toxins. And he, as you said, he slowly slipped away. He did completely regress after a DPT vaccine at 18 months of age. He could no longer point and name body parts. He seemed uninterested in events going on around him and began to physically push away from people. I can only imagine how heartbreaking that must be for you to even deal with to this day. His aggressive behavior. You told me we spoke on the phone this morning about his animal rage, biting, grabbing, pinching, leaving extreme bruises on your body, trying to control him, that you would be driving and he would pull your hair and you would, it was difficult to hold, you know, to control your vehicle, things like that, that were everyday occurrences for you. Correct?
Oh, absolutely. And the school personnel didn't have it much easier either. You know, he would attack at school, and these severe aggressive outbursts would occur about twice a week, either at home and school, but each day there were smaller episodes of frustration and aggression. And it was just truly a terrible way to live for our whole family. I, you know, had to really live in the moment.
Yeah.
And after every episode, I just put it in the past and move forward, because that was absolutely the only way I could completely and, fully love my son and just, move forward. I mean, it just really was a very difficult way to live. And my heart breaks for all the other families that received this diagnosis.
Absolutely. You know what? I hate this, Kaylee, but we went so long with Dr. Cousins that we're out of time. And so we're going to have to go, but I'm going to have you come call back in next week at some point, and we're going to continue to talk about this story about how you tried cannabis for David for the first time. Everyone out there, thank you so much for listening. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and educate yourself.